ようこみましょうへようこそ。
Welcome back to the Yoko Miwa Show. I'm Jason Crane, the webmaster of Yoko's website, and here, of course, with Yoko Miwa. Hi, Yoko.
Hi, Jason.
It feels like it's been a while since we have continued our kind of episodic story of your life, and so we're going to dive back into that now. And folks, if you go to the website, yokomiwa.com, you can catch up on Yoko's life story. When last we left this story, Yoko had received a scholarship to come to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, where, of course, she now teaches. And we talked a little bit about kind of the beginning of your studies at Berklee and doing things like overcoming the language barrier and kind of integrating yourself into the community of the Berklee School of Music. So I guess one of the questions I have is, how long after you arrived at Berklee did you start playing shows in Boston?
I was playing with some of my friends. So that was kind of like maybe first and second semester. But my own gig, it took a while to do my own, like a trio gig.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's like several years after that. Maybe 2000. So I came here in 97. So maybe 3 years. Yeah, something like that.
And were you, is that because you were more focused on your studies at that point than on trying to hustle gigs?
So much easier. It was so much easier playing with, whoever they ask me to play. You know, they already have gigs, and I just show up and play with them. And I was doing a lot of gigs with people who I know. But you know, I wasn't satisfied what I was doing, because I was doing like R&B. Funk and like a, you know, real blues band, all kinds of stuff, even at the reggae, you know. But I wasn't sure where I was going, you know, like playing with all kinds of different people every day and different kind of music. But I wasn't satisfied, you know, because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do was playing jazz with my group in my trio or something like that, and then for wanting to play my music, but it wasn't happening. So one point I decided said no to most of the people. I can't do it. So I lost a lot of income for a while, you know, because not much gig. Once I don't play with people, I didn't have my own gigs. So I started to call restaurants and maybe just clubs, find on magazine, you know, like a list of music, you know, you see all the restaurants' name, and I called everywhere every day, and they're like, oh, okay, send me your CDs. So something like that. But I remember I was playing at the pizza place, like a solo piano, just, you know, Yoko Miwa, but pizza place and solo piano. I was like, I don't know if I can survive, you know. So that was the beginning, how I started my own gig, my gigs, yeah.
And coming back to the Berklee College of Music, were your studies at Berklee, were they different in really noticeably different from what you had been doing in Japan academically?
Not too much different, because I was already in a school, Koyo Conservatory, which, you know, I was studying jazz theory and arrangement, a little bit of maybe arrangement, something like that. But just big difference was everything was in English. That was
sure.
A big difference. That was the hardest. And I remember every night I review, you know, the topics. Next day I have to study in the class because I can't understand most of the things written there. And I look up the dictionary and writing down the Japanese underneath. Like, I had to do that every day, but still I struggled and I couldn't understand in a class. And I did my best, but, you know, sometimes I didn't do well in a class because I don't understand what the teacher wants me to do in a, like, performance class, you know?
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
I'm doing, like, completely opposite than what he was asking me, like, and I saw teacher was kind of frustrated too, like, and a lot of time I went to visit my teacher's office hour, and, you know, you can do that. I have some students come to my office hours too, so I tried to catch up, you know, what I have to do, but yeah, that was definitely hard. Yeah, I feel like I want to go back to classes again now to understand everything what I was saying.
That's right. Now you can be a non-traditional student at this point. So.
I'm sure I missed out loads of stuff.
One cool thing about the Berklee College of Music is that a lot of really well-known musicians are there, either on the faculty or as visiting artists, that kind of thing. Do you remember some people from your early time at Berklee who are names that we might know now, who you got a chance to meet or to hear or to study with?
You know, when I was there, a lot of people, like, already left, like, famous people were not there. But one thing I worked with was Kevin Mahogany, you know, the
wonderful singer.
Wonderful singer,
yeah.
Yeah, so that was right after, after I graduated, and I was working as an accompanist, piano accompanist at the voice department. So that's what I was doing when I was a student, to make some money, you know. I was working as an accompanist in the voice department. And any classes, you know, like ensemble class or mostly like private lessons. Yeah, some ensemble class, like they need a band in a class. And then usually students get to do that once you have good ratings, like a performance rating.
Sure.
So I was doing that. And after I graduated, I was hired as a staff accompanist. So you can work there, you know. So that's what I was just doing it. And one day I heard Kevin Mahogany is coming to teach at the voice department. So I knew him from, you know, when I was in Japan. I used to listen to him and stuff in the CD. I liked him. So I heard it and I ran to the voice department office and I talked to chairman. So I heard Kevin Mahogany is coming to, you know, teach, and I want to be his accompanist. I want everything. I want all the classes he'll be teaching. And the chairman said, okay, yeah, that's fine. You got it. I was like, wow, I got it. And then I showed up for the first class, which was an ensemble, like a singer show up and there's a band so they can sing with band, you know, practice how to sing with band. So I showed up and I saw like several people, pianists, waiting in front of the, you know, classroom. I was like, what are you doing here? And they're like, oh, I wanna be his accompanist. So, you know, I just showed up and maybe I will get the job. I was like, I'm the pianist for this class. And they're like, and Kevin showed up and, so what's going on? Oh, so everybody wants to play for my class? So let's do an audition now. So he asked all of us to play with him in a class before, you know, he starts to study the class. And I was, So anyway, I got the job. He chose me out of like a four pianists. So that was good.
That's great.
So I did a lot of classes. Basically, yeah, I did all his private lessons. You know, just piano and singing, and also just the class, like ensemble, like I was talking about. Yeah, so he just called me a couple of days ago too. I've been chatting with him since then.
And what did you learn from accompanying Kevin?
He's pretty strict. You know, sometimes students get, a little bit in tears and stuff because he was very, very realistic, you know. So if you don't do that, how do they understand this? You know, it's very strict. And sometimes he asked us our opinions in the band. So what do you think what she did now, you know? Or sometimes he told us to just do like this song now, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. So it was tough, but I liked it a lot. And also he hired me for his gigs. And I did a big show at the Sanders Theater in Boston, Harvard Square, right?
Yeah.
Sanders Theater. Yeah, that was, like, he doesn't decide songs until we go up the stage. You know, like, you think it's a big show, we're supposed to know, right? But, of course, he has some books, but he might call something on the stage, like, let's do this, you know. Like, so, I was very nervous.
But yeah.
I enjoyed it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, there's, I'm sure, a wealth of material from this period in your life, because obviously so much was going on between Berkeley and then starting to play professionally. And so I think maybe next time when we start talking about your life, we can start talking about establishing yourself as a professional musician in the Boston area. And, you know, obviously, if we look at you now, you have gigs constantly around that area. But, you know, it. My guess is it probably took a while to get to the point you're at now. So I bet that's a pretty interesting story. Maybe that's what we can focus on in the next episode.
Sure.
Great.
That sounds good to me.
And then, as is our tradition here on the Yoko Miwa Show, we always end with a song. Have you got one in mind?
Sure. I remember last time we played a song, my original song. It's called Tango Soledad.
That's right.
And I mentioned it. I played in two different styles, and so different another version, it's called Solitude. This is more like ballad, and a bass player played the melody, so it's called Solitude from Canopy of Stars. Thank you.